Thank you for
your kindness.
And our prayer this evening, Lord, is that you will teach us what it is we need to know tonight.
主, 我们的祈求是, 今天晚上你教导我们,
Lord, you are the Lord of the churches. And in the book of Revelation, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ gave a special message to each of those seven churches.
主啊, 你是我们众教会的主, 特别是在启示录里, 你给, 每个教会, 给七个教会都有特别的指示。
And so, Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God this evening will do the same thing for each of us.
主啊, 我们祈求的是今天晚上圣灵也能够像在启示录那样, 你也对我们说话。
And we pray that as Eric opens the Word of God for our understanding, so we pray that the Spirit of God will speak directly to each one of us in the audience.
主啊, 我们祈求当您借着Eric把这些道理讲解给我们听的时候, 也求您让我们能够明白, 让我们每个人都能够听懂。
You are the loving and all-wise Father, and you know what each of us needs. Meet us according to that need and teach us what we need to know tonight or in this morning, as the case may be. Teach us, we pray.
主啊, 您是有爱的又是智慧的, 主, 你知道我们每个人的需要是什么, 求您按照我们各自的需要, 把我们, 所需的赐给我们, 今天晚上, 无论是在早晨的还是在, 傍晚的。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning to you in China and good evening to those here in Vancouver and Canada.
像不论是在中国大陆的还是在温哥华的弟兄姐妹们问好。
Last week, our brother Harold brought a message on one of the ordinances of the church, baptism.
上个星期呢, Harold长老讲了我们这个新约里面教会的两个礼仪之一就是洗礼。
But I'd like to continue from where I left off 2 weeks ago, as I was unable to be with you last week.
那我上周呢, 没有跟大家在一起呢, 我今天呢, 就接着我, 两周前呢, 那个继续, 我原来那个话题。
So we've been looking at 7 features of the universal church, which the local church should give expression to.
我们学习了就是普世教会有七个真理呢, 是需要地方教会呢, 把它, 用实践把它表达出来的。
The universal church, you recall, is the made up of all believers of all time, and it's being built by none other than the Lord himself.
普世教会呢, 是由历史历代所有的, 圣徒组成的, 它是由主耶稣基督自己, 来建造的。
And what God builds is always perfect.
那神所建造的永远都是完美的。
But those alive on earth today in the local churches, we are not perfect.
但是我们今天在地上的, 我们这些在地方教会的, 信徒呢, 我们是不完美的。
But to the very best of our abilities, we should every local church should be a replica of that perfect church which is already in heaven.
但是我们每个地方教会呢, 都要尽我们自己最大的努力呢, 做在天上的那个, 基督的那个普世教会的, 那个完美教会的代表。
In other words, the local church should be a replica, of the complete church.
也就是说, 地方教会呢, 要成为那个完整的, 那个教会, 那个普世教会的代表。
And so how does the local church express these great truths is the subject of which we have been looking at in the last few weeks.
那我们过去的几周呢一直在学习这样一个主题，就是地方教会该如何把这普世教会的七个真理活出来。
So we referred to seven of these fundamental truths. And the first is that there is one body.
那我们知道普世教会呢有七个方面的真理。第一个呢就是身子只有一个。
And that Christ is the head of the body. The second one.
第二个呢就是基督是这个身子的头。
And then we saw that all believers are members of that body.
那第三个真理呢就是每一个信徒都是这个身体的肢体。
And we looked at, of course, the means or the how we should receive other believers. If they're members of the universal church, they should be received into the local church.
那在这一点呢我们学习了地方教会该通过什么方式去接纳每一个已经是在普世教会里面的成员的那个基督徒。
Then we looked at the fact that the local church is a holy church.
那第四个真理呢我们学习的是教会呢应该是个圣洁的教会。
And therefore, there must be discipline in the church. There must be a maintenance of holiness in the church.
那因此呢，教会当中必须要有管教，要保持教会的这个圣洁。
And we looked at a number of different cases of discipline, how the members ought to behave and how we can correct them and bring them back into fellowship.
我们也学习了不同的管教的方式，就是当信徒有不同的犯罪的表现的时候，我们该用什么样的不同的方式去管教的方式把他们挽回来。
And 2 weeks ago we looked at the fact that the Holy Spirit is God's representative or Christ's representative in the church today.
那第五个真理我们学习的就是今天在地方教会呢是圣灵是基督的代表。
And so the local church must be guided by none other than the third person of the Trinity.
那也就是说呢地方教会今天必须要用要受这个三位一体的神的第三位圣灵的引导。
And so there is no conflict between the fact that Christ is the head of the church and the Holy Spirit is his representative here.
那么这两个真理之间是没有矛盾的，哪两个真理呢？就是基督是教会的头，另外一个就是圣灵是基督的代表，这两个真理是不矛盾的。
Because the Lord Jesus is in heaven at God's right hand.
因为基督现在在父神，在天上，在父神的右边。
And he sent his Holy Spirit to come in not only to indwell each believer, but also to guide and direct the local assemblies.
他就差圣灵下来，不仅内住在每一个信徒的里面，他也带领和引导地方教会。
And so each local assembly needs to recognize that the Holy Spirit is sovereign and must the will of God must be sought through the Spirit of God.
所以地方教会呢，必须要认识到。是圣灵是掌权的，而且我们必须要借着圣灵呢去寻求主的旨意。
The Spirit of God, of course, is the author of the New Testament letters that guide the local church.
所以圣灵呢是真正的这个新约书信的作者，他是借着这些书信来带领教会的。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals.The truth of the scriptures to us.
然后圣灵也是把这圣经中的真理启示给我们的那一位。
And it's the Holy Spirit also who gives the gifts to the church that it might be built up.
那圣灵呢也赐下各种属灵恩赐来建造教会。
And that's our subject for this evening.
那最后这一点呢就是我们今天晚上的主题。
We want to look at how the church grows.
所以我们要看看教会是怎么成长的。
Now, first thing we want to look at is the fact that there are gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they are given for the edification of the church.
那首先我们要看圣灵呢会赐下属灵恩赐，它的目的呢是为使教会受造就。
Just as a child must eat in order for it to grow, so the church needs to be edified in order for it to grow.
所以就像一个孩子他要吃东西才能长大一样，那教会呢也是需要被造就，他要受益然后才能够成长。
So we're going to look at God's program for the expansion of the church.
所以我们今天要看看神在教会的扩张 扩大方面他的计划是怎样的。
Not only the growth numerically, but also the growth in maturity.
我们这里的成长不仅是指数量的增长，也包括这个成熟度，属灵成熟度的提高。
Because the church today is the unit,we might say, on earth, through which God is pleased to spread the Christian faith.
因为地方每一个地方教会呢，就是神今天在地上的一个单元，一个单位，他要通过地方教会来扩展这个基督的信仰的信心的。
Each local assembly, should always be concerned with spreading out reaching new areas, and seeing other assemblies brought into existence.
所以每个地方教会他们都有责任呢去接触到一些新的领域，把这些人呢聚集在自己的教会里面。
Now, evangelism is done individually, but also the church should be edifying or building up the individual believers so that they can do the evangelism.
那当然传福音呢是每一个基督徒的他们要去做的，但是教会呢也有责任要培训他们，要造就他们，使他们能更有果效的传福音。
So now the risen head of the church, he has provided certain gifts for the church. And it's these gifts, if they're properly exercised, the church will grow.
我们复活的主呢已经赐给教会呢一些属灵的恩赐，这些属灵的恩赐如果很好的使用和操练呢，就会帮助教会成长。
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们翻到以弗所书四章。
And we'll read verses 10 and 11.
我们读十和十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. And he who descended, that is the Lord Jesus, is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets,some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
十到十二节，那降下就是指主耶稣，就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So here we have five gifts that are mentioned.
这里面提到了五种恩赐。
We have apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers.
分别就是使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
Now, the difference between this list of gifts and the gifts that are given in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in Romans chapter 12, this list of gifts are individual men.
那这里面列出的这个 五个恩赐啊，和这个哥林多前书的十二章那个地方也列出了一些恩赐的列表，然后罗马书十二章也列出了一些列表，它不同之处呢，就这里面是指的是人，是一个个的人。
That is gifted men given to the church. While the others were gifts of the Spirit, they're given to individuals as he wills.
换句话说呢，就是这里以弗所书这里面呢，是指有恩赐的人被赐到教会里面。然后另外两卷书里面呢，罗马书和哥林多前书呢，是指赐给个人的恩赐。
Now, in the previous studies that we've done on the gifts of the Spirit, the first two, that is apostles and prophets, they were concerned primarily with the foundation of the church.
嗯，那我们在前面学到那个圣灵恩赐的时候已经学过，这里面提到的前两个恩赐啊，就是使徒和先知呢，它的基本的意思呢，就是他们是为了建立教会的根基的而来的。
There we read that in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20.
嗯，我们在以弗所书的二章二十节读到的。
Talking about the temple, or the church viewed as a temple, was built on the ministry of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
这里面讲到呢，就是教会呢，就是主的神的殿呢，然后这个殿呢是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
So then, in general, the need for apostles and prophets, they passed. The need was no longer there once the word of God was written down in written form.
所以从一般意义上来说呢，就是使徒和先知的这个恩赐呢，它的需要已经没有了。当圣经已经完全写成了以后呢，这个使徒和先知他们所要完成的这个使命的需要就没有了。
So the apostles' teaching, we have it now, in a permanent form that we can refer to at any time.
因为使徒的教训呢，现在已经写成了一个永久存下来的写下来的话语了。我们可以任何时候都回到这个话语中去学习。
So that means that there are three gifts today that are still in use.
所以呢，除去这两个呢，也就是说，还有三个呢，是今天依然还在使用的恩赐。
That is the evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
那就是传福音的牧师和教师。
So now, what we'd like to do is look at the purpose of those gifts and how they function.
那我们今天的目的呢，就是看看这些恩赐的目的是什么，然后他们的功用是什么。
The purpose of those gifts is set forth in the 12th and 13th verses of that Ephesians 4.
那这个目的呢，是在12、13节里面讲到的，就是同样四章，是以弗所书四章12、13节。
So it says there that those three gifts that we have,they are for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
十二十三节，为要就是这三种目前还在用的恩赐呢，他们的目的是为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now it would seem as you look at that verse 12, that there are three separate reasons why the gifts are given.
所以光看十二节啊，这里面就给出了三个理由，为什么要赐下这个几个恩赐。
But the Greek would clarify it for us. It make it easier for us to understand what that verse really means.
嗯，但是这个希腊原文呢，可以更好的帮助我们明白这句经文这一节经文到底它要讲的意思是什么。
These specially gifted men, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, they are given for the perfecting of the saints.
嗯，那第一个呢，就是这传福音的牧师和这个教士这个恩赐的赐给教会，是为了使圣徒更加的完全。
And then the next two clauses, that is what the saints are perfected to do. For the work of
对，后面两节呢，其实是两个从句，就是说这个圣徒变成完全以后呢，他们要做什么。
So it's, we could read it this way, for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of ministering, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
嗯，或者我们可以这样翻译，就是赐下这三种恩赐是为要成全圣徒，以致呢使这些圣徒可以各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So then, it's not three unrelated reasons why the gifts are given, but rather one reason alone.
嗯，所以这样一看呢，这其实就不是三个互相没有什么关系的目的，而是只有一个目的。
That is to build up the saints in the faith, so that they in turn can do the work of ministering.
嗯，那这个目的呢，就是使圣徒呢在信心上变得完全，然后他们得着了这个完全以后呢，他们可以各尽其职做自己的工作了。
And so that the body of Christ will be built up numerically and spiritually.
嗯，也因此呢，基督的身体可以在数量上也增长，然后在这个质量上，在属灵的成熟度上也增长。
It's the saints themselves who are to do the work of ministering.
嗯，所以是圣徒自己他去要做这服事的工作的。
In other words, these gifted men, they train the believers to do the work in the local assembly.
嗯，那换句话说呢，是这些有恩赐的人呢，他们是要训练圣徒的，使圣徒去在教会里面服事，使教会成长的。
So we might illustrate this truth by using a diagram, and Yan Ling will bring up a diagram for us on the screen that will illustrate what we're talking about.
我们可以用一个图呢来把这个讲清楚。
So the top diagram, it shows one, we might say, gifted man in right in the center.
嗯，那第一个图我们可以看到中间这个黑点呢，就是代表一个人，一个有恩赐的人。
Now he's not teaching all those others. He's just teaching the ones that the four that he is connected to.
嗯，你看他不是他一个人教导所有的人的，而是他只教导这四个人。
And as those four are built up, they begin to minister to another four.
嗯，然后这每个人成长，这四个人呢，每一个人成长以后呢，他们再去建造别人，再去教导别人。
And as they become perfected in the faith, that is built up in the faith, then they can go forth to minister to others.
嗯，然后呢，这第三层的人呢，当他们在信心上得以完全以后呢，他们再去教导别人。
And this was the way that it happened in the early church. It grew and expanded very quickly.
嗯，那初代教会呢就是这么做的，所以他们成长和扩展得非常的快。
That's the divine method of reaching the greatest number of people in the shortest possible time.
嗯，那这个是从神来的方式，可以在最短的时间内接触到最多的人。
So, according to this pattern,an evangelist, pastors, and teachers, they all have in view the idea of reaching and training and equipping others to do the work of ministering.
嗯，所以按照这样的一个成长的模式呢，这不管是传福音的，还是牧师，还是教士，他们都知道的要去教导别人，使别人成长，然后再去教导别人的这个事情的重要性。
The purpose is not for one man to get a lot of people following him and dependent upon him for everything, but that he should train others to do that work.
所以这些有恩赐的人，他们的目的呢，不是使自己吸引一大群人，使很多人的依赖他，而是他要去训练别人，让这些别人能够成长，这些被训练的人能够成长，他们也能够去服侍。
So, not every Christian has the gift of evangelist, a pastor, or teacher.
但不是每一个基督徒呢，他们都有传福音的恩赐，做牧师或做教师的恩赐。
Yet it's important for every Christian to be engaged in some Christian service.
但是每一个基督徒呢都要参与到服事当中，这个是很重要的。
So every member of the local assembly should be a worshiper, a soul winner, a Bible student, and an evangelist in the sense of winning others to Christ.
所以每一个在地方教会的信徒呢，他们都应该成为一个敬拜者，也是一个为主赢得灵魂的人。所以他们从这种意义上来说呢，都是要去传福音，去赢得灵魂的。
So we'll say we have an evangelist there.
比如说
in the center.
比如说我们中间这一个人呢，是一个传福音的有恩赐的人。
And so he may take.As Paul did, he often took people with him, like Silas, Timothy, and Titus, younger men, with him on his journeys.
然后比如说这是保罗吧，你看他在一路上传福音路上总是带着提多啊，带着希拉呀，带着提摩太呀，这些年轻人跟他一起。
And he taught them.
然后他教导他们。
They were not dependent upon him.
但是他们呢并不是依赖保罗的。
And so that when they were taught, they went out on their own.
然后他们被教导以后呢他们就自己出去了。
So, if you turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们翻到提摩太后书的二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2 and Verse 2.
第二节。
If you could put up the next screen, please. Yes. And Yan Ling has done some translating for us, which is very helpful. Thank you, Yan Ling.
You're welcome. 我们看第二张图啊。
This diagram illustrates this verse 2 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's read it.
这张图呢就是来解释这个提后的二章二节，我们一起来读一下。
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
So here we have Paul. He's teaching Timothy, and he taught many other witnesses as well.
所以你看，最上面的这个是保罗，然后他教导提摩太以及其他许多见证人。
Titus and others.We can read through the letters and you'll find there that Paul's had those that associated with him in his ministry.
那比如说提多啊，还有其他一些保罗在书信里面提到的跟他一起同工的那些人。
So he committed his teaching to them so that the same could commit them to other faithful men.
所以保罗呢把他的教训呢就交托给提摩太以及刚才提到提多啊这些人，然后他们呢又可以把他们所受到的教训呢也交托其他的有忠心的人。
And those faithful men in turn would be able to teach others.
那这些有忠心的人呢他们呢接下去也可以去教导别人了。
And so you can see how this plan, of God's plan, produces great benefits that you can, that they, if you read the book of Acts, how quickly the Christianity spread throughout the whole empire.
所以你看，这就是神的计划，神的方式。所以在使徒行传中，我们可以看到，按照这样的方式去行呢，在短时间内多快的速度，就可以使整个罗马帝国的人都接触到福音了。
It was said of the very young church, just a few years after, that the world was turned upside down.
所以在初代教会刚成立没有几年以后呢，整个世界都被翻转了。
There were Christians in every city.
在每一个城市都有了基督徒。
And that was God's plan in those early years.
这就是在初代教会的时候呢，神的计划是这样执行的。
Because individual Christians, they didn't just become a Christian and stay the same throughout their lives. They became mature through exercising their God-given functions.
所以那个时候的基督徒，他们信主成为基督徒以后呢，并不是就待在那里保持原样了，而是他操练他所信的他所学的，然后就成长。
They were taught by faithful men, and they became mature.
他们是被那有忠心的人所教导，他们自己也变得越来越成熟。
They were able to resist the false teachings of the heathen.
他们也可以去抵挡那些异教的假的教导。
And so the church expanding and maturing like this, it gives a more accurate representation of the body of Christ upon the earth.
所以按这样的方式成长和日趋成熟的教会呢，能够最大程度上把这个基督的身体在地上呢做为基督身体做见证。
And of course you have the great example of the Lord Jesus himself who chose 12 apostles.
那主耶稣自己呢就给我们做了很好的榜样，他选择了12个门徒。
And those apostles chosen by him, he ministered to for 3.5 years.
他选的这十二个门徒呢，主亲自的教导带领他们3.5年的时间。
So that's the great pattern that God has, and it's still what is best today.
所以这是神所建立的教会，今天呢也依然这是最好的方式。
Now, if we contrast that with the system that we often see today,where one man is selected as the preacher or minister in a local assembly.
我们对比我们今天的一个不正确的方式啊，我们可以看一下，就是只有一个人被挑出来，其他人都在那坐着听，就是这样的一个。
There we have an example on the screen where we have one person and you have a whole bunch of people who week by week just take in the sermon.
所以这个就是一个例子啊，一个错误的方式的例子。前面呢，上面有一个神职人员站在上面，然后剩下呢，其他的会众呢，就每周每周都过来，只是听到，坐在那里被动的听。
And usually that's a paid position.
当然这个神职人员呢，他是知心的，就是他是领工资的。
And so, the congregation, they feel that they have done their duty if they give some money to the clergyman or the one pastor or minister.
然后这个会众呢也觉得他们已经出了钱了，付钱给了这个神职员或者牧师嘛，他觉得他们会众就觉得他们已经尽了责任了。
So he prepares and he preaches all the sermons.Baptizes new believers.
然后这个神职人员呢，他就自己预备讲道，每次讲道都是他，然后他也为新信的人做施洗，所有的事情都是他干。
And he conducts the communion service or breaking of bread.
然后他也主持这个敬拜和圣餐礼。
And he does everything else in the local assembly.
然后其他的事情也都是他一个人在做。
And the people, they come and they just listen to the sermons faithfully week after week.
然后其他人呢，就每周每周，倒是很忠诚的，每周都来，就来听道。
But unfortunately, in most cases, the congregation is unwilling to become active participants in the local assembly.
然后呢，这个会众呢，他们就不太愿意积极的投入到这个地方教会的事务当中。
And so, the danger is that these people, they just remain as babes in Christ.
嗯，那危险呢，就是这会众呢，始终在主里呢，就处于这个婴儿的状态。
And if you go back to Ephesians chapter 4 again,
我们再回到以弗所书的四章。
And so, in verse 14, Paul there, he points out the danger of not maturing.
然后十四节呢，这个保罗呢就警告了，就是如果你属灵上不成熟呢，你会遇到什么样的危险？
He says in verse 13, the purpose of the God's way, God's plan is that we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
在十三节里面保罗讲到我们这样的成长的目的呢是要我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
Now, no one ever reaches that perfection, but that's what we strive for.
当然我们没有人真的能够完全达到这样的目标啊，但是我们都是在努力朝这个方向努力的。
But if we're not striving for that perfection, then he says in verse 14, he warns them.
但是如果我们不朝这个完全的这个方向去努力的话呢，那结果呢，就是十四节保罗给我们的警告了。
That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men.In the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
那就是使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端。
Just as children are vulnerable to bad people, so immature Christians can fall into bad doctrine by wicked men.
所以就像我们生活中小孩子也很容易被坏人所骗所伤害一样的不成熟的基督徒呢也容易被这些错误的教导或者是异端呢所引诱。
So in this, often this is what, the church, a local church looks like. Congregation, the people in the local church, they don't have any personal responsibility to do anything about what they have heard.
所以在这种就是这种错误的但是又是普遍的一种今天教会的这种模式来当中呢这个会众呢他们自己是他们所听到了一些道理但是他们没有个人责任的去操练这些道理。
Now, obviously, what one minister, regardless of how godly this man is, that he's very limited because he's only one person.
然后这个唯一的这个神职人员呢就不管他是多么属神多么敬虔的但是他毕竟只是一个人他是有限的。
We might ask ourselves as we look at the congregation there, how many potential teachers and pastors and evangelists there might be in that congregation that are not doing anything.
所以我们看看呢坐在下面的这些这么多的会众啊其中可能会有很多的潜在的传福音的牧师或者教师但是他们就干坐在那里什么都没有做。
So, that is not God's way of edifying the church and making it grow.
所以这个不是神的方式来造就教会和使他教会成长的模式。
So, oftentimes we would have to recognize that the clergyman or the one man there, oftentimes they might be a very godly man himself. There's many men who have held those positions and have been outstanding servants for the Lord Jesus.
当然我们常常看到啊，就是在这个神职员这个位置上的这个人呢，他们是非常的属神敬虔的，也是忠心的仆人，神的仆人。
And many of them have been wonderfully used of the Lord.
他们其中的很多人呢，是被神大大的使用的。
And so we owe a debt of gratitude. I don't want to belittle some men of God that take those positions.
所以我呢，我是不敢也不愿意就是小瞧这些站在这个神职员位置上的这些神的仆人的。
Some have devoted their very lives to the service of Christ and who love the Lord Jesus. And well, we embrace them as brothers in the Lord.
他们其中有些人呢真的是爱主，他们也把自己的一生呢全然的奉献了给了主。我们是要拥抱也要爱这样的弟兄的。
And oftentimes, the Lord has used their ministry widely.
那同时呢主也是大大的使用了他们的服事。
But that's not God's perfect plan.
但这个真的不是神最完美的计划。
If we look into the New Testament, we do not find that one man is in charge of the local assembly.
如果我们新约的话，我们就会看到没有哪个地方见到只有一个人来控制所有的控制整个地方教会的。
The idea of a separate clergy or a separate class of people that would be over the assembly is not supported by scripture.
所以像这种模式呢，就是在会众之上，单独有一个神职人员，分别出来，这个不是圣经的这个教导。
So, well, and some of the reasons that it's not, it's contrary to the teaching of the New Testament, some of the reasons are, first of all, it violates the principle of the priesthood of all believers.
那他之所以是和圣经教导相反的呢，有这样几个理由。第一个呢，他就是和每个基督徒都是祭司这样的一个原则呢，是冲突的。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们看看彼得前书的二章。
And verse 5, for example.
第五节，比如说举这么一个例子啊。
We're going to look into this subject, at a later time in more depth, but just to show that the message that Paul or Peter is giving here was that all believers are priests.
我们以后呢会更深的去讲这个每个基督徒皆祭司这样的一个教导。那这里呢保罗呢是在告诉大家每一个基督徒呢他都是祭司。
So he says in verse 5, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节，二章五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And when he says you, who is he referring to?
他这里面说的你们是指谁呢？
Not to a special class of people.
不是指一个特别的神职人员这个阶层。
And we read in verse 1 of the chapter 1 that Peter addresses to all the pilgrims of the dispersion. that is elect, verse 2, according to the foreknowledge of God. That includes all believers.
因为我们能可以从这个彼得前书的一章一节里面就看到啊，他这封信呢是写给分散在这些所有的这些地方的，照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，就是指所有的基督徒。
Again in chapter 2 verse 9, we read that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.
第九节也是另外一个地方啊，可以证明的。他说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。”
So he's not talking to a special class of people. He's talking to all believers.
所以这里面他不是对某一个特别的阶层的基督徒讲的，他是指所有的信徒，他是对所有的信徒讲的。
So, a man that takes the position as the only priest.In the congregation or in the assembly, it's violating that very principle of the priesthood of all believers.
所以呢，在这个模式当中，只有一个专职的神职人员呢，在这个地方教会里面服侍，他是和这个刚才讲的这个人人皆祭司这个原则是相反的，相冲突的。
And what they're doing is they're taking that from the Old Testament.
这个模式呢其实是从旧约延续下来的。
That is a system, that was given to the nation of Israel that is no longer part of the New Testament church.
那这个模式呢是神赐给以色列的，是在今天新约里面是不能再沿用了。
As we've seen in previous studies, the church is not Israel, and Israel is not the church.
我们在前面的学习里面已经学过了，就是教会不是以色列民族，以色列国也不是教会。
In the Old Testament, there was a separate class of men, standing between God and the people.
在旧约里面的确是有一群特殊的人，他们是被分别出来，是站在神和众人之间的。
There was one tribe that was...especially chosen by God to minister to him in the tabernacle and later the temple.
然后有一个支派的人呢是被神选出来是在帐幕和圣殿里面服侍专门服侍他的服侍神。
And from that tribe, there was one family that was chosen specifically for the priesthood.
那在这个支派里面呢又有一个家族的后裔呢是特别的选出来是做祭司的。
But that passed away when the temple was destroyed in 70 AD.
但是这个 pattern, 这个模式呢是在主后70年的时候随着圣殿的被毁呢就已经销声匿迹了。
And we read that in the New Testament that we are all priests of the Most High God.
我们在新约里面读到的是我们每个人都是神圣洁的祭司。
So, in practice, then, the idea of having a one-man ministry, it effectively silences the worship and hinders the service of Christian priests.
那只有一个专职的神职员这种模式呢，是使这个我们众人的敬拜的声音呢都被压住了，然后也使这个众人的服侍呢都被取消了。
So not only does the one man ministry violate the principles of the priesthood of all believers, but it also it prohibits or it inhibits the free expression of the gifts in the church.
就是这个单一的专职神职人员这个模式呢不仅是与这个人人皆祭司这个原则相冲突同时呢它也使这个很多的恩赐没有办法发挥出来。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read that, that we've all been given a gift.
我们在哥林多前书12章里面读到就是每个人 都被赐予了属灵的恩赐。
I'm trying to find the verse. There's a verse, I'm sorry I don't pull it up, but that each member Verse number seven. Thank you very much.
第七节.
Yes, there it is. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处，这个人就是每一个人。
So notice now, not only does the one man ministry prohibit or inhibit the free expression of gifts by limiting it to just one person or an official group of persons.
所以呢，这个只有一个这个神职员这种模式呢，它是指这，它会使这个众人的这个属灵恩赐呢，没有办法完全的发挥出来，或者把这个属灵恩赐呢，变成仅仅限在这一个人的身上，或者是一群就是专职的人的身上。
So, but you notice that the gifts are given not for the profit of the individual that has the gift, but for the gift, the profit of others, we notice.
而且我们也注意到，就是属灵恩赐被赐下，不仅仅使这个得恩赐这个人受益，而是使他要帮助其他的人，教会其他的人，使其他的人受益。
And so that, again, that having a separate group or separate group of persons who are the preachers that are ordained or approved by others, it's not a scriptural pattern at all.
所以呢，那种通过案例啊，或者通过这个大家选举或者认可的这样的方式选出一个专职的这种讲道人的这种方式呢，是不合圣经的。Also,
if the idea of a certain class of people that are preachers, and there's a danger that Christians will be gathered to that person rather than to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这种模式呢，还有一个危险，就会使人呢都聚集在这个神职员的下面，而不是所有的人呢都去顺从主耶稣基督。
And so there that is a real danger if a man, a gifted man, might attract a lot of power or a lot of people come to hear him rather than come to hear the Lord.
所以这个危险呢，就是某一个有恩赐的人呢，他会吸引人呢都到他这里来听他的，而不是让人去听主耶稣的。
Because the purpose of the local assembly, the Lord Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为主自己说，他说你们两三个人奉我的名聚会呢，我就在你们中间。
And so the attracting power is not some man, but the Lord himself.
所以吸引人那个力量呢，不是某一个人，而应该是主耶稣基督自己。
Because if the man leaves or dies or goes away or gets sick, then the attraction is gone and the flock then is going to be dispersed.
因为如果是人在吸引一群人的话呢，当这个人他生病了，或者离开了，或者死了，或者怎么样的话，那这群羊呢，他们就会四散了。
If on the other hand, the saints gather because the Lord is there, then they will be faithful to the local assembly because of him.
那相反呢，如果一群人呢，就在地方教会里是被主吸引的，那 他们就是不会散开的，因为主永远在那里。
And also, we must remember that Christ is the head of the church.
所以我们要永远记得，基督才是教会的头。
And it's from him that the gifts have come.
而且是从他，属灵恩赐是从主那里来的。
And we need to hold on to that concept that Christ is the head of each local assembly.
所以我们要紧紧地抓住这样的一个真理，就是基督才是地方教会的头。
Now we're thankful wherever we find a gifted man, but that gifted man should not take the place of the head of the church.
我们会常常地为有一个恩赐有恩赐的人感谢神，但是这个人呢，永远不可以取代主耶稣自己的位置。
Now another thing on this subject is that the we see that the government of the local assembly is taken by a plurality, more than one elder.
另外我们一个要讲的一个点呢，就是在教会治理中呢，我们看到是多个长老，而不是一个长老在做这个教会的领导。Eric, can I stop sharing the screen?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Very early on in the church, there came a time when men began to dominate the local churches.
但是在教会的早期发展的时候呢，就有这样的一个时刻就出现了，就是人开始来主导教会了。
And not only would one man dominate one church, but one man would be over many churches.
而且不仅一个人呢主导一个教会，而且这个人呢可以控制很多教会。
But that's not the scriptural pattern, because we can see that very shortly after that, the church began to decline and began to fragment.
但这肯定不是和圣经的模式，因为我们看到一旦这个现象产生了以后呢，这教会就开始衰落，然后也开始出现分裂了。
And it was 300 years after the apostles that the church then became dominated by a certain class of men.
在使徒之后的300年的时候啊，那时候的教会呢就是被一群一个阶层的人控制了。
And so that, but with the scriptures, if we go back to the scriptures, we find that instead of one man over many churches, we find many men over one church.
等于在圣经里我们看到的不是这样，不是一个人呢，在一个教会或者很多教会之上，而是呢，很多长老，多个长老在一个教会之上。
Look at Titus, for example, Titus chapter 1.
举个例子，比如说提多书的一章。
Titus chapter 1 and verse 5.
第五节。
Here early on, the apostles or their designates, as Titus was an apostolic designate or deputy. He was deputized by Paul to set things in order, as in verse 5, and to appoint elders in the churches.
所以提多呢是使徒保罗指定的指派的他的一个同工呢，在这个克里特呢把那个里的教会的事情都安排好。就第五节讲。
First of all, this was when before there were any, this is brand new assemblies, brand new planted churches without any history in that area.
那这个在克里特的这个教会呢是一个崭新的没有完全没有历史的一个教会，是刚刚植堂刚刚建立的一个教会。
And so that, Paul wrote to Titus,that he should set in order the things that were lacking there in Crete and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you.
然后他说我从前留你在克里特是要你将那里没有办完的事都办整齐了，而且又照我所吩咐的在各城设立长老。
Then he gave guidelines to, by the Spirit of God, he gave guidelines to Titus as to the quality of men, their moral qualities that should be elders in the church.
然后接下去呢，保罗就告诉提多，这些能够作为长老的人呢，他们在道德上的这个资格应该是怎么样的。
But notice he says, in each church, appoint elders, that is plural, more than one.
但是呢，要注意，就是他说在各城设立长老，这个在希腊文里面和在英文里面都是有复数的，就是不是一个，是多个长老。
Again, turn to the book of Acts and verse 17.
我们再看《使徒行传》的17章。
I might say that Paul gave instructions to Titus in his letter, of which we have those instructions today, which we can follow in the appointment of elders today.
刚才还要提一句，就是在提多书里面保罗给提多的教导呢，就是告诉他怎么去选择就是设立长老的这些规定呢，我们今天也是可以效法的。
So in verse chapter 20, Acts chapter 20 verse 17, Paul wants to...
使徒行传的二十章十七节，不是十七章，二十章十七节。
It says, from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church.
十七节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。这个长老也是复数。
So this is some years after the book of Titus was written.
那这个时候已经是距离提多书的完成了有几年了，有一段时间了。
And the elders there in Ephesus are spoken of as in the plural, more than one.
所以这里面提到的这个请以弗所教会的长老来，这长老也不是只有一位，是多位。
Now, an elder is not a position, it's not a title.
所以长老啊，它不是一个职位。
It's a work.
是一项工作。
Turn with me to 1 Timothy 3, 1.
看提摩太前书的三章一节。
This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop or an elder, that's the word elder there, he desires a good work.
人若想要得监督的职分，监督也就是长老，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
So it's not a title that we could say, well, I'm elder such and such. No, it's a work, because it's in other places it's called a shepherd.
所以如果你说我是某某长老，你这其实不是说是你的一个名号，也不是你的一个职位，而是你的一个工作，因为在别的地方也讲到长老就是牧羊者，牧羊人。
Again, we'll be looking more deeply into the subject of eldership later on.
我们以后呢会再更详细更深入的讲这个长老的这个内容。
But the idea is not that one elder looks after many churches, but that there are many elders looking after, or at least a plurality of elders looking after one church.
那我这里想强调的一点呢，就是不是一个长老或者一个监督呢，照顾好多个教会，而是好几个长老呢，或者是复数的长老呢，照顾一个教会。
And another thing we might remember is that it's the Holy Spirit who calls men to become shepherds or elders of the church.
还有一点我们要记住的呢，就是是圣灵招来做长老的，呼召人做长老，是圣灵选择人做长老的。
Again, turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
我们再翻到那个刚才的《使徒行传》二十章，看二十二节。
Paul is talking to the elders there at Ephesus.
这里面还是在讲以弗所教会的长老。
And he says, therefore, his final words to them, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers or elders.
二十章的二十八节啊，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。
Notice that he said they're not over the flock. He says they are among the flock.
所以他这里面是说你做全群的监督，不是说你是在这些羊之上，而是你在羊之中。
So an elder doesn't become, an elder by human appointment. It's by the Holy Spirit himself. It's the work of the Lord Jesus himself.
而且这个监督呢，不是人所选出来的，它是圣灵所立的，它是主耶稣基督自己做成的，自己做的工。
And as such, it's to the Lord Jesus Christ that they are going to have to give account for their service in a coming day.
那正因为是主耶稣基督自己选他们做长老的，所以他们有一天也会要向主耶稣自己去交账的。
There is a crown.A crown for the elders that have served well.
那有一种冠冕呢，是专门给这些服侍的好的长老们预备的。
So, lastly, if there's only one man that is responsible for all the teaching of the minute in a local assembly, there's no system of checking.Whether or not their doctrine is good.
另外一个方面呢，如果只有一个人呢是负责所有教会的讲道的这个事务的话呢，那就少了一种这种纠错的或者是监督的机制了，不知道没有办法指出他的这个教义是不是对。
Now, as I speak to you today, I have two men.Who are listening to every word that I say.
比如说我今天在讲这些话的时候呢，就有两个弟兄呢，他们听到了我说的每一句话。
I have brother Carl and I have brother Harold.
那就是 Carl, 弟兄和 Harold 弟兄。
And I would hope if there is something that I say that is not right from the scriptures that they would correct me.
所以我也希望如果我有什么地方讲的是不合圣经的话呢，他们能够给我纠正过来。
That way, I am protected from myself.
Amen.
所以从这个意义上说呢，我自己也是受保护的。
Because it's easy for one man to feel very proud.
因为如果只有一个人的话呢，他这个人是很容易就会骄傲的。
And to think that they have all the truth.
他会觉得他掌握了所有的真理。
So there's that danger of one-sided interpretations.
因为这有一种危险的，就是它只是从一个方面来解经。
And there's always the possibility of evil doctrine coming in.
那如果解经偏了的话呢，那就很有可能就是这个邪恶的或错误的这个教导就进来了。
Because the Lord knows that we're only flesh.
因为主知道我们都是活在肉体里的。
And so we need the correcting help of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们需要从其他的弟兄或者姐妹来的这个纠正的这个机制。
Also, if the Holy Spirit has a number of different ones being able to speak, then the various gifts are going to bring more truth out than one man can find.
而且如果圣灵呢使多个人能够一起来讲解神的真理呢，他就可以从更多的角度能更多的发掘出这个神的道理。
Now, Brother Harold and I do a lot of preaching.
比如说 Harold 和我呢讲过很多道。
We both have a different emphasis.
但是我们的重点呢都是不一样的。
But I've found over the few years that I've been with Brother Harold that our ministries, they complement each other.
嗯，然后在过去的几年当中呢，我特别的发现我和 Harold 这讲到的服事呢是互相补充的。
I tend to get very doctrinal and maybe very complex sometimes beyond what I really understand, I think.
我觉得我的讲道呢可能有点偏教义化哈，就是有的时候可能比我所理解的呢我讲的更复杂了一些。
But Brother Harold and his years of practical wisdom often brings me back to earth.
嗯，但是 Harold 长老呢，凭借他多年呢在这个实践操作上的这个经验啊，他常常把我带回来，就让我能够接地气。
So if there's multiple gifts that are in operation, then there's fewer opportunity for error to come in.
所以如果有很多个有恩赐的弟兄呢一起服侍的话呢，那么犯错的这个概率呢就会最大减少到最大的程度。
Now, even though a great deal of blessing has come from a one-man ministry and the clerical system, but we believe that it's not God's best plan.
嗯，那尽管呢从这个就是刚才说的一个神职人员的这个系统中啊神也会给很赐下很大的祝福，但是我们相信呢这个不是合圣经的模式。
God's way is for the gifts to minister to the saints.
神的方式呢是指是希望就多种恩赐或者多个恩赐呢一起服侍圣徒。
Then as the saints are built upAnd they mature, they in turn can go forth and minister to others.
嗯，然后等到圣徒们被建造，他们成长成熟以后呢，他们反过来又可以去建造别人。
And so the local assembly should recognize this very important principle and to do nothing to hinder, the free development of training up others to do the work of the ministry.
嗯，所以地方教会呢一定要认识到这一点这个真理，然后不要去做任何阻止，就是自由的发展去扩展教会的这样的一个模式。
And so then the whole local assembly becomes involved.
嗯，那这样的模式下呢是整个教会都参与进来的。
And then the churches are built up numerically, unbelievers get saved.
嗯，然后这样的话呢，这个教会在人数上就会增长，很多不信的人呢就可以得救。
And the saints are built up and edified.
然后信徒们也能得到造就，得到建造。
And new assemblies will be brought into being.
嗯，然后这时候可能会有新的教会就已开始建立了。
I believe that that's the pattern that we see from Scripture.And we read about it in the book of Acts.
嗯，我相信这个就是我们在《使徒行传》里面读到的这样教会发展的模式。
And so I believe that is God's pattern.
嗯，我相信这就是神的方式。
Next week we want to look at the last of the seven features of the universal church. We want to look at the priesthood of all believers.Next week.
嗯，然后下一个星期呢，我们要讲这个最后一个，就是普世教会的七个真理的最后一个，就是每个信徒都是祭司。
So again, the gifts that are given to the church are for the perfecting of the saints.
嗯，所以我们再来总结一下，就是之所以神赐下这个。属灵的恩赐呢是使圣徒能够得以完全。
So that we might come to the unity, all the unity of the faith together.
嗯，然后我们在信心上能够合一。
And again, Ephesians 4.
嗯，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
The unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
嗯，认识神的儿子是以弗所书四章十三节啊。
To a perfect man.
嗯，得以长大成人。
That is, it looked at the church as a mature person.
嗯，这个时候呢，就是神在神的眼里看呢，就是教会已经成长成一个成熟的成人了。
And to that, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
嗯，满有基督长成的身量。
And that's God's purpose for the local church through the gifts.
这是神想借着恩赐下恩赐达到的在地方教会达到的目的。
Now I'm going to ask my brother Harold if he does have a word for us expand a little and give us a word this evening as I close.
我们接下去时间呢看请 Harold 长老看看有没有什么要讲的。
Very good. Well, I actually had thought I might say a little bit. I didn't tell Eric what I would say. He didn't tell me that I would be able to say, but he led you to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13. Mm. And I want to remind you of Ephesians 4 verse 14. So I just want to carry on right from where Eric left off.
所以我其实我没告诉 Eric 我要讲什么 ，Eric 也没问我能不能讲但是刚刚好呢，我刚好要讲这个以弗所书的四章十四节，因为我们刚刚停到以弗所书的四章十三节，我刚好接着这个 Eric 讲的往下讲。
The question is why must we all exercise our responsibilities in the church?Why must we all be active?
所以问题就是我们为什么每个人都要积极的参与呢？为什么我们每个人都要在教会中履行我们自己的责任呢？
And in effect, what must we do? The answer is that there are three gifts given to the church earlier in chapter 4. Evangelism, pastors, teachers. Each of us are to use those gifts limited as though we may have them, but we've each got something. Use it.
就是我们刚才在十一节里已经提到了，就是有传福音的牧师和教师这三种恩赐。如果你有这其中的一个恩赐的，你就要使用出来。
Now, why must we all use it? Answer verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children.Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
为什么有这样的恩赐的必须都要使用出来呢？那目的就是第十四节，原因就是第十四节，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Why? We must look after one another if we don't all get in the work of building the church, then we will be like little children led astray by the evil one.
如果我们不是每个人呢都做好自己的工作，不是彼此互相看顾的话呢，那我们就会成为小孩子，然后就会被这个异教之风啊，被其他的错误的教导牵着鼻子走。
It's like a family. Can't leave all the responsibility for the family to daddy. Mummy's got to be involved. The older brothers and sisters have got to help the younger brothers and sisters. And if they don't, the family is going to be confusion and bring shame.
这就像我们的在家庭里面的生活，家庭生活中一样，不能家里所有的事情呢都交给父亲，那母亲呢也要承担她的责任，还有家里大一点的孩子呢要负责照顾小一点的孩子，如果不这样做呢，这家里就会充满了混乱，而且会给自己带来羞耻。
The question is how do we fulfill those responsibilities? The answer is verse 15.
那问题就是我们怎么才能够尽到我们每个人的职责呢？那答案就是第十五节。
We all speak the truth in love. so that we can all grow up in all things, which is unto him in all things, who is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So we don't all have the ability maybe to preach a sermon. We don't have all the responsibility to preach the sermon, but we all have the responsibility and the ability to speak the truth in love and help one another.
虽然我们不是每个人都有这个能力去讲道，也不是每个人都有这个责任去讲道，但是我们每个人都有责任呢，是用爱心说诚实话，是彼此看顾的责任的。
And now verse 16 begins with the words, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, makes increase of the body.
然后16节他说，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
How is the body built up? How is the body increased? Everybody does his part.
所以一个身体怎么样才能够 建造，怎么才能够扩张呢？扩展呢？那就是每一个成员都尽他自己的责任。
And some people say, but I don't know what to do.
但是有人会说，我不知道该做些什么。
And the picture here is a delightful picture, but it doesn't come across in English at all, and it might not come across in Chinese.
然后这个这里面的这个图画呢是一个很美好的图画，但是可能英语和中文呢都不能很好的把它描述出来。
But in the Greek, the force is very strong. It says the whole body is fitly joined together.
但是在希腊文呢，它是它这个语气呢是很强烈的，它这个力量是很大的，就是它是身体的各个肢体呢都是连接在一起，然后完美的结合在一起的。
How did you get into the body, the local assembly where you are?
所以你是怎么样切入到你自己的那个地方教会中的呢？
Answer, Jesus Christ sent you there.
答案就是是主耶稣基督派你到这个地方教会去的。
How did I get into the local assembly where I am? Answer, Jesus Christ sent me there.
那如果说我是怎么进到我所在的地方教会当中呢？答案是主耶稣基督派我去的。
And therefore, the church is like the body of a man. It is fitly joined together.
所以地方教会呢就像人的身体一样，他们是百节各按其职很好的完美的联合在一起的。
It's amazing, but my arm fits with the rest of my body.
所以很令人惊奇啊，我的这个胳膊呢是和我身体的其他部分完美的连接的。
Frankly, if you and I were to trade arms, we'd be in real trouble.
那如果我和你换一下我们的胳膊呢，可能我们都有麻烦了。
Because your arm isn't going to fit my body, and I'll tell you one thing, my arm certainly isn't going to fit your body.
所以你的胳膊肯定不适合我的身体，我也可以告诉你，我的胳膊肯定也不适合你的身体。
But the Greek is much more beautiful than that.
但是它这个希腊原文呢比我刚才说的这个语言更美。
The Greek word underlying fitly joined together, I'll give it to you, you won't understand it, but it is synharmologeo. You like that one, Janley?
What's that? 所以他刚才说的就是这个希腊文的这个原文的这个发音啊，可能应该是特别和谐、特别完美的意思。
And it simply means we have been put together like members of a symphony in beautiful harmony.
对，他这个意思就是我们每个人啊都被安排在这个身体里呢，就像一个交响乐当中的，就是一个非常和谐的那个交响乐当中的一个位置。
And you can get excited about that if you want, But if you don't, you've missed the whole point.
如果你想要成为这样一个和谐的肢体中的一部分呢，你会觉得非常兴奋的。那如果你不想的话，你可能就错过了非常美好的东西。
When you work together with the others in your local assembly, it is beautiful music for Jesus.
如果每个人呢都担当起自己在这个地方教会的这个角色的话呢，我们就会演奏出特别美丽的音乐啊，献给我们的主。
So let's assume now that we are members of a symphony in our particular local assembly.
所以我们可以假设自己我们是在地方教会里面每个人都扮演自己的角色，然后组成了一个非常非常好的交响乐团。
And let's assume that you're the violin.
不假设说你是拉小提琴的。
Okay, and you may say, well, I don't play the violin very well, so I'm not going to play anything.
然后你可能会说我拉小提琴拉得不好，那我就什么乐器都不拉了。
And the man on the trumpet says the same thing.
然后这个吹号的人也这么说。
And there's nobody playing the percussion instruments.
What is percussion?
Percussion is the drums and the cymbals and the clang bang.
Okay. 那些就是控制节奏的那个打击乐的人呢，他们也不愿意干这个活。
All right. And instead of having a beautiful symphony, you have a solo.
然后这样下去呢，就是不是一个交响乐了，这就变成一个独奏了。
But it's more than that. If you go back to the earlier line, it says, or where are we? Verse 16 again. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth.
而且16节说哈，他说百节各安其职，而且是照着 个体的功用彼此相助，他有个相助这个词。
How does my body work?
那我的身体是怎么工作的呢？
Well, it all takes instruction from the head. My arm takes instruction from the head. My leg takes instruction from the head. Everything comes from the head.
那就是都是从那个大脑呢接受指令的，我的胳膊也是从大脑接受指令，腿也是从大脑接受指令的。
But what keeps my arm from flying away?
那是什么使我的胳膊没有飞到天上去呢？
Oh, there's lots of parts in my shoulder. And they are fitly joined together and compacted so that they stay together.Every part of my body joining the rest together.
那我胳膊之所以没有飞到天上，是因为我肩膀上的这有很多组织啊，是连在它上面的，所以这就是这个意思，就是靠它联络得合适，是百节各按其职，个体。
So there are many parts of my body. I say, "What is your job?" And they say, "My job is to keep Harold's arm from falling off."
那我身体有很多的器官部位啊，我可能会问这个朋友，你的作用是什么呢？他说我的作用就是我要管住Harold 的胳膊，让他不要掉出去，不要飞到天上去。
The head can't do that.
头是做不了这个事情的。
But all those beautiful parts of my muscular system around my shoulder, they do it. They all play their part.
是我这个肩膀上的这些肌肉组织啊，他们在发挥这样的功用，所以每个人都有他自己的功用。
How do you keep the assembly together? How do you keep that young brother from going off into sin?
所以你是怎么使教会的所有的成员都聚集在一起呢？你是怎么才能够阻止一个年轻的信徒去犯罪呢？
When you live the great truth of Ephesians chapter 4, and you do your part and you play your symphony and you hang on to one another to keep them from falling away.
那就是我们要活出以弗所书四章的这个教导来，就是我们每个人都要发挥自己的作用，都要一起演奏一个美丽的交响乐，然后我们要彼此抓住，彼此连接，不要让对方呢流走，不要让对方就是离开，失去我们。
One person can't do all that.
没有任何一个人他可以做全部这些工作的。
And the head has delegated the responsibility to all the rest of us to speak the truth in love and to communicate in a symphonic way, holding one together.
所以是大脑呢是把这个责任的托付给我们每个人了，让我们一起彼此合作，一起演奏这个交响乐，然后要彼此连接，彼此扶持住，不要让哪一个人掉队。
Okay, our time is gone, but it's truly wonderful. God has put us together in families. Hallelujah.
我们的时间到了，但真的是很美好，神把我们放在一个家庭里面啊。真的是要赞美主。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for your plan.
主啊，我们为您的计划感谢你。
You didn't throw things together as an afterthought. You didn't just let things grow meaninglessly. You put it all together in a beautiful plan.
主啊，你不是随心所欲的把我们扔在这里，你也不是就不管我们了，而是你有那美好的计划。
Lord, each of us would say, would you please take my local assembly and fill it with music, beautiful music for yourself?
主啊，你把我们每个人放到地方教会里面一起演奏呢，美丽的音乐都是为了你而演奏的。
Lord, help us to speak the truth in love.
主啊，让我们每个人都能够凭爱心说诚实话。
Help us each to fulfill his responsibility that there might be growth in the assembly and not discord.
主啊，让我们每个人都完成自己的使命，让我们每个人都和谐的演奏音乐，而不是使我们形成混乱。
Thank you, Lord, for the truth we've enjoyed this evening. May we live it for your glory.
主啊，为您今天晚上给我们的真理感谢您，盼望我们能够活出这个真理，为了你的荣耀。
And we ask it now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.